it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Welcome back to the programme. Every month on this programme we've got a book club in which we read a book and then have an old chat about it. We're doing things slightly differently this month, though. Once more I'm joined in studio by members of the Clare County Library Service, Cora Gunter and Dolores Meaney. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thanks very much for joining us. We're looking at loads of books this morning because we're recommending books for Christmas at 2017, and we're going to go through it category by category, and we're going to start with the smallies first. Cora, over to yourself.
Yes, well, I have two picture books here with me just to show you. One is My Pictures After the Storm by Eric Vail, and he's a French author, but the book has been translated, and it's a really beautiful illustration whereby you see on one side, on the left hand side of the page, you know, pictures of different items, and then like afterwards what the elephant did. So on the right hand side is the splat,
yes,
the splitch, the splotch, and the pig changes into a piece of ham, and a pear changes into a sweet pear jam. So it's a really clever way of it, and it was translated from French words, so we've new words like splitch and splatch and different things like that, but I think children would really like it. I like the page on lunch, so on it you have bread, apple, cheese, boiled spinach, and then after lunch you have crumbs, a core of an apple, the rind of cheese, but you still have the boiled spinach.
I like the one of the family where on the left hand side it was mummy and daddy, and then on the right hand side it was mummy, daddy, baby, rattle, pram, cot,
yes,
so on so forth,
and big brother is looking very sad at this massive change in his life. Then the second one I brought for
that's,
you.
Sorry, just to let people know, apologies, that's My Pictures After the Storm by Eric Vail, just to make sure people are up to speed on that one.
Book is Julia Donaldson, The Everywhere Bear. Now, loads of people will know Julia Donaldson from The Gruffalo and The Gruffalo's Child. They're like real stalwarts now in children's picture books.
Yeah, 100%.
Land, they've been made into animated stories on BBC. I think they're going to do a new one this year of it, I think, of The Highway Rat. So this is called The Everywhere Bear, and the illustrator is Rebecca Cobb, who Dolores was able to tell me about. She was the illustrator of The Paper Dolls, and again it's a beautiful story. Julia has a really good way of rhyming with the story, and it works really well with small ones, and it captures their attention because when it ends in a rhyme they can join in on the rhyme. And so that's her newest book in 2017, is Julia Donaldson's The Everywhere Bear.
And a couple more then as well in terms of this age group as well, I think?
Yes, well, I also picked Oliver Jeffers' Here We Are. Oliver Jeffers is from Belfast but lives in New York and has recently become a father. So I think this is a beautiful illustrated book which he has dedicated to his child. And it's basically, you know, his philosophy on life for a child. And I haven't read it myself yet, but I've seen lots and lots of reviews, and it's on my TBR, as they call it, to be read list. And I've also included Sarah Webb, who's a writer based in Dublin, A Sailor Went to CCC. So it's a look at all the old nursery rhymes. And again, no more than Julia Donaldson with the rhyme. It's a great device for children, and it's a really easy way for them to it. And they love going back over our old nursery rhymes and sharing those memories.
Absolutely, indeed. And I think Oi Cat by Kez Gray you were mentioning as well.
Yes, another highly reviewed book this year. So I included it on the list there.
100%. And also you've got a couple more for, they're kind of worth saying, kind of 0 to 5. The youngest of the young kids, getting a little bit older then.
The next age group would be what we call easy readers, or for children who are learning to read by themselves. So the first one I picked was Rabbit and Bear, The Pest in the Nest by Julian Gough. Julian is an Irish-based writer who used to be in a band called Toasted Heretic back in our college days. Remember that, Dolores?
Yes, I do. Different names as well, yeah. Even I've heard of them.
And so he's gone on. I think he lives in Germany now, but he's written this series of these two, Rabbit and Bear, and they get up to lots of hijinks. So this is their latest installment. They're beautifully illustrated, and again very funny, and I mean it brings out, children love that dark humour of accidents and things going wrong.
Absolutely.
And mishaps. And as you can see there, the bear, the rabbit is very cross with the bear at all times in the front of the page. And then Dave Pilkey, probably better known for Captain Underpants stories, has a new series out called Dogman, A Tale of Two Kitties. Again, it's a big favourite in our house because, like with Captain Underpants, you just can't go wrong, you know, it's a real popular story on that side. So there are two for the 6 to 8s.
Absolutely, and loads for the smallies as well, as there's loads out there. And a book is always, particularly even at that age, a fantastic present as well.
Definitely.
You're looking at kind of 9 to 12 age group then as well, Dolores, and we have a few selections here.
Yes, we have all the favourites really in that age group. So Jacqueline Wilson will be one of the popular authors for girls, and she has had two books out this year. Her most recent one is Hetty Feathers Christmas. Now, this is the latest in a series. It's about 6 or 7 books. They're set in Victorian times. Hetty Feather is the character. She was raised in a foundling hospital in London. So lots of girls have an interest in her now. They've followed her along. So this is a book just filling in some of the gaps about her time there about for Christmas Day. And the other book she had out this year was called Wave Me Goodbye. It was a World War II story, an evacuee story. And that was about a 10-year-old girl, Shirley, who was sent to the country to stay in an old house with two boys from East End London, and her adventures. They're both very well reviewed. Okay. She's hugely popular.
I was going to say, she's very, you know, she's one of the biggest writers, in terms of most successful writers for this sort of an age group anyway, yeah.
So then we have Rugby Runner. It's an Irish series by Gerard Siggins. So this is the fifth in this series. It's about a boy called Owen Madden. And it's for boys and girls, boys like it in particular, but plenty of girls read them too. All about rugby, his adventures up along, he becomes captain of various teams, and so it even runs into teenage now at this stage as well, because if you followed the series along,
it's kind of got it has matured obviously as its readers do the same.
But very popular for sporty books, you know, for lads.
Yeah, yeah.
A local author, Matt Griffin, who's based in Clarecastle, the third in his trilogy called Spiral Path. It's that came out this year. It's a kind of a fantasy adventure stories about a girl called Ayla and her three friends, and goes between Earth and the bowels of the Earth. She goes down into a different world of fall. So, it's nice to support a local author and
100%,
popular as well in the library. So then we have all the big writers have books out for Christmas. David Walliams has Bad Dad. And it's kind of a cops and robbers story of a father and son. It's very popular.
I haven't seen that one, but I would have thought it was for a little younger than 9 to 12, or am I wrong?
No, normally 9 to 12 is where we... Yeah, he does have some in the
maybe
earlier
it's other
age
ones
group.
I'm thinking of, so... Yeah,
they have lovely illustrations and stuff.
Yes, and I'm only basing it on the cover, I'll be very honest. And I know you should never judge a book just by the cover, of course, but that's... he's got bits for both age groups,
he
basically.
He does, yeah. It would go up along, but that would be the area we'd put it in the library. And Wimpy Kid has book 12 of the Wimpy Kid collection is out, The Getaway, and it's where the Heffleys and Greg head off to a tropical island to avoid the lead up to Christmas, so that's kind of topical as well for us. And there's the last one that I was going to mention is called The Princess and the Suffragette, and it's kind of like a sequel of A Little Princess, that classic story by Frances Hodgson Burnett that most of us would know. And it returns to Sarah Crewe and Miss Minchins, and it's largely about the character Lottie in that story, but you know, about the suffragettes as well, which is topical
Will be next year when the first vote as well.
Yes.
Kind of early in the year as well, as I recall on that. And just a couple then for kind of kids that are older than 12.
Yeah, these books are really interesting. I would actually put these two of these three on my favourite books of 2017.
Okay.
They really cross over for adult as well, but they are categorised as young adult with us in the library. The first is Moonrise by Sarah Crossan. Sarah Crossan is a teacher who got into writing in the last few years. She's English born of Irish parents, but she writes in lyric form, in verse.
Okay.
Now, I would have found that a challenge. I wouldn't be the first person to pick up a poem, but I read Moonrise and I read it, I think, in two nights, and it was one of the best stories I've read. And it's a beautiful story of a family torn apart due to crime and dealing with being on death row. Again, a very serious topic, but she has a beautiful style of writing. It's very easy to read. It's very, you know, short lines and text because it isn't poem verse. But I would totally recommend this to everybody, young and old, and it really will get you thinking. Seemingly, she saw a film back in her 20s on death row and the whole policy on that, and she was inspired to write that book. So it's
very
really
good.
Moving, and it really will set you thinking.
Indeed, a couple more then as well.
Yes, the second then I would say that I've just finished it was Philip Pullman's Book of Dust, Volume 1, La Belle Sauvage. Now, I missed the Northern Lights. It kind of passed me by in the late 90s, so I haven't read it. I tried once and I just didn't connect with it. But this, again, is an amazing story. He's just got the craft of story writing down, and I was sucked in. And I mean, we've been recently visiting Santa with our children, and we're getting that magic, but this is the story that brings you back to the magic of being lost in a really different world, and you just want to know more. It's first of a new series. It's the prequel to the Northern Lights and that series. So I was just saying to Dolores, she's going to be in for a treat with herself and her daughter when they read it. And then the last one is The Irish Winner, Tangleweed and Brine, Deirdre Sullivan. it's a feminist take on fairy tales, and I'm really looking forward to it. She's a beautiful writer. This is about her third volume,
okay.
And she won the Irish Book Awards this year, and as you can see, it's lovely illustrated.
Beautiful,
as well,
yeah.
So what I would say is really that's on my to be read list for over the Christmas holidays, but I'm really looking forward to it.
And then we'll kind of finish it off just for now, kind of the juvenile, so a little bit older again, probably 15-ish, I'm guessing.
The non-fiction books.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, again, there's kind of like a feminist theme in some of these books. One of them is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. It actually came out in 2016, but it's been a bestseller all this year.
This looks really impressive, yeah.
Yeah, the second one is just out, was released in November, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls 2. So it has 100 stories of real-life women, and it comes like two-page format. So one page is the story, so it's like perfect for bedtime reading with your child. And then there's an illustration, and it's all female illustrators, and a variety of them. I think there's 60 in the book overall. So there's a mixture of colours and things. So there are historical characters, current, obscure people, well-known. It's one reviewer called A Fairy Tales Done 2017 Style. So like Malala is in there, and Marie Curie and all these like people we'd know. But it's a great, great book for girls. But lads can read it too. I mean, it's for...
Yeah, no, absolutely. 100%.
And there's another book with similar kind of theme, but it's for younger kids. It's called Little People, Big Dreams. It's a series of books, so they come individually. And again, they're about all these different... like one's on Agatha Christie, one's on Marie Curie again.
Profiles of kind of profiles famous of people, yeah.
And very little writing on those, so they will be suitable for the younger age group. And then just Folkloropedia, people would be familiar with Ireland-opedia, was out 2 years ago.
That's right, yeah, we spoke with Fatty Burke about this one, yeah.
Yeah, so this is their latest one, it's just Fatty Burke. She had illustrated the others with her dad, but this is her own work, this one, Folkloropedia. So it's about Irish, really different Irish words and stuff.
And you've got the biggest book of the day.
I have, I have Dinosaurium. This is a series from the Big Picture Press of beautifully illustrated non-fiction set, and they're all down in De Valera Library, so please call in to get one. They're absolutely stunning illustrations. So this one is dinosaurs, and I have two small boys at home who absolutely love it, so I brought it home and tested it on them, and I got the thumbs up, 10 out of 10.
The very best review
exactly.
That you will get. We've focused on the smallies, we've got adult books as well, we're going to do them in a couple of minutes time.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.
For exceptional offers.
You're welcome back to the programme, and I'm still joined in studio by Cora Gunter and Dolores Meaney of the Clare County Library Service, recommending books for Christmas 2017. And we're turning now to adult fiction, first of all, Cora.
Yes, we've split this up between us. I think both of us have read The Break by Marion Keyes. Marion Keyes is a well-known Irish writer, and she's a very good storyteller. And this was no different in that light. Again, it's about family life. She's got a very funny turn in it with regards to humour. And then she always comes up with the crunch of the dilemma. And in this one, it's when a couple, you know, take a break, and basically the ramifications and the repercussions out of that. And she always has a very strong supporting cast of characters which make you laugh out loud. And she's kind of tying in with current dynamics. So the daughter is online doing YouTube videos, but she's doing it of the granny. And the granny becomes this like kind of viral icon and all this.
Very modern.
Yeah, very modern. So I really like this, and it's very enjoyable, it's very light, it's very fluffy, and so I would say, you know, if you want a bit of escapism, this is the one to go for.
Good. And you have a few more as well.
Midwinter Break by Bernard McLafferty was the big hit of last year. Again, actually, funnily enough, it speaks about marriage and, you know, what the effects of a long-term marriage, where this couple go away on holiday together. Now, Bernard is a beautiful writer, and he writes very simply, spared back English, but it's heartbreaking, and I mean, it's a very moving story. Then I also included Anything Is Possible by Elizabeth Strout. She's one of my favourite writers. She did a series called Kittredge, and it was made into a film, and it's all based in the one village and town in North America, and it's basically different characters intersect in the lives. And again, I must be into the heartbreak, because this is another heartbreaking story. And then last year's big topic, or 2017's big topic, was Conversation with Friends by Sally Rooney, and she's a new writer. She's kind of wiped the boards in awards and has gone on to lots of big things. Unfortunately for me, I wasn't as taken with this book.
Okay.
So a bit controversial.
Recommended with a star beside it.
Yeah,
asterisk.
Exactly. I would be interested in discussing this further. So okay. Let's put it that way.
We end up doing that at some stage. We talked about your first one as well, Dolores, with one of the authors of Oh My God, What a Complete Aisling.
Oh yeah.
This is huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge book. Yeah, absolutely. It started off as a Facebook page, and so it had kind of a popular following as it was. And it's the story of a girl, Aisling, from Ballygobbard, or Ballygobackwards, as other people call it. And she commutes to her job. She lives in the countryside, commutes to her job at Pensions Plus in Dublin. And it's a very light-hearted read, quite moving, but very enjoyable. I really liked it. I think a lot of people in Clare would have spent a few years in Dublin. You know, yeah, you kind of identify with this.
Very relatable. Really, if it's not you, it's somebody you know.
Yeah, it's like she's been with her boyfriend for 7 years. She's kind of waiting for him to propose, and he's not kind of... stepping up here, so she decides she'll go to Dublin and live the single life for a little while. So it's funny and a nice read for Christmas.
Very good. You've got a couple more as well for now?
Yeah, another very popular one this year was Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman. Again, a kind of a quirky character, Eleanor. She's a loner, this woman. She works but doesn't really mix with her colleagues. She lacks social skills. She's very kind of... literal when she's speaking, and every weekend she goes home, doesn't speak to anybody all weekend, maybe bar a phone call from her mother, and she has her frozen pizza and vodka, and it's just you just really warm to the character, and you get to know her and you realise what her background is. And then she casually meets one of her colleagues. She meets him outside of work, and it's like how their relationship develops. It's not a romantic relationship, but okay. It's been a hugely popular book. And these kind of characters, like, we've seen them before in books like A Man Called Ove, Rosie Project, ones that people kind of like, a little bit different, but you warm to them.
And I think it hits the zeitgeist on loneliness as well, mm-hmm. because Eleanor is just really lonely, and so there's that whole element. A lot of people identify with that in the modern day.
Okay, not the lightest read, so.
No,
then.
But it is, if there's quirks of humour.
It's very funny, because it's a bit like... the Big Bang Theory, the Sheldon and that. Everything is taken very literally, so you have to laugh out loud at parts. Yeah.
One of you recommended Tom Hanks, Uncommon Type.
Yes. Tom Hanks, yes, he's brought out a book of short stories.
Any good? Or has it just been stolen?
No, it is, it's getting quite good reviews, actually. Yeah, very well liked.
I like Tom Hanks, not just in terms of his films, but in terms of other things I've seen him in. So I'm curious about that one.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are based around the fact that he'd worked in films and stuff. They were saying he knows how to kind of twist a story and lead up to kind of a reveal and stuff. So
The title refers to his interest in typewriters. Seemingly he collects them, and that's why I think he typed the story, which is quite retro.
And they give it to somebody else to type it on a computer.
Yeah, absolutely. But it is supposed to be fairly decent, for somebody who's moving into the genre.
Okay. I'll take a couple more of fiction ones. I know there's more on the list. We'll put the list up online. But is there anything else in particular that you really wanted to mention this morning?
Well, we mentioned John Boyne, I think, The Heart's Invisible Furies, another Irish writer, and it's quite a large book, this one, but the character in it, Cyril Avery, he's a gay man, and it tells the story from his conception, really, all the way up until the equality referendum. He was born in 1945, and kind of every chat is like 7 years apart, it tells. He was born to a 16-year-old woman, and ended up for adoption, and... you really get to like the character. You grow along with him. Like, he moves. It's not just always set in Ireland. He goes to Amsterdam. He's in New York, back to Ireland, then for the referendum. And a gentle sort of character. And very interesting, really, the New York passage and stuff. Very interesting time, set in the time of AIDS and stuff. But I gave the book recently to my mother-in-law, and she said it was her favourite book she'd ever read. So, I mean, people really like it.
And identify with it.
Yeah, he grows on you, like the character, So,
okay.
Yeah, that's good.
And I've included John Connolly's He, a novel, which is based on Stan Laurel of Laurel and Hardy fame. And this is a very different kind of book, because I think John did an awful lot of research, perhaps to write a non-fiction story on Stan Laurel, but realising there was so much quality quality biographies out there on him, he moved it into a novel form, and he really captures the voice and the essence of the man and his friendship. And it was a beautiful friendship, which, like, I had no knowledge of, with Oliver Hardy, whom he called Babe. Everybody Babe, called yeah. him Babe. And just about the heartbreak, and also about the parallels that went on in their lives. They were disasters with women, and, you know, they kind of, at the time, the studios tried to control how everything appeared with the stars and all that.
Okay.
So it's a lovely version of a story, well researched, and it told in a very interesting style. So again, I'd highly recommend that one.
Julie Pacoue's Small Great Things is on our list too. The Word is Murder by Anthony Horowitz, and Operation Trump's Formation by Paul Howard as well. It's a Russell Carroll Kelly
yeah,
one, I presume.
In that series,
still
yeah.
going strong. Still going strong. Yeah. He gave up sports writing and did very well. We'll finish with some non-fiction this morning, but there's plenty to pick from here as well. Cora, maybe we'll stay with yourself.
Yeah, well, I just read I Found My Tribe by Ruth Fitzmaurice. Again, it was one of the big hits of this year. I know Dolores has it read as well. Ruth, as many people will know, was married to Simon Fitzmaurice, a filmmaker, and tragedies came to them early in their married life when he got diagnosed with motor neuron. And basically, this is her memoir. And I, what I really loved was when she, in the acknowledgements, she mentioned how he, Simon, when he read the book, said that the biggest compliment that he finally was inside her head, because it's just her interpretation of it. And in how coming to terms and coping with life, which we all need to do, she took up outdoor swimming and did it with a group of people. Obviously, her first tribe were her family and Simon, but this was her second tribe, and it was her escape route out of kind of the hardship of life. Brilliant read.
And a couple down from yourself, Dolores?
Well, I picked a few sports books. One is The Choice by Philly McMahon. He's a current Dublin footballer.
Heard great things. Wouldn't be for me, but I've heard it won great awards, but I've heard great
yeah,
things about
my
it.
My son read it. He's a teenager, big into sport, and really enjoyed it. I made a big impression on him. So Philly grew up in Ballymun. He lost his brother John to heroin, and he made a success of his life, went back to do his leaving cert, had left school and went back to do it, and now he runs gyms, and like, he's got 2 All-Stars, 3 All-Ireland medals.
Flying it, yeah.
Yeah, so it, like, written as well with Niall Kelly, so he's deputy editor of The 42, which is very popular as well. So, yeah, it's a great read by all accounts.
And we'll give Jackie Tyrrell and our own Christy O'Connor a plug here as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So Jackie Tyrrell, he kind of tells us what went on in the kind of Kilkenny dressing room and on the pitch, the training pitch and stuff, and how brutal they could be, really. Like, we can understand where their success came from. Brian Cody was actually his primary teacher, and so he had experience of his training all the way up along.
Wow.
Somewhat controversial for, like, people think if that's the way Kilkenny can play on the training pitch, but an insight, you know, into the success that they've had. So and as you say, Christy O'Connor co-writing there.
Indeed.
Well.
We also, It's Not Yet Dark by Simon Fitzmaurice, and Atlas of the Irish Revolution as well. And I'll throw a plug in for Barry Ryan's The Ascent, which is about the 1980s and Roach and Kelly and Irish cycling, which is warts and all account of that period. And what we will do as well, we'll put that list up on our website if you want to check it out. And I want to give a huge thanks to Cora and to Dolores for putting all the work in for us this morning and making my last half hour nice and easy. Thank you very much, and happy Christmas to you both.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Happy Christmas.
And many happy returns. Back more shortly.
Clare FM's Morning Focus.
In association with Frank Hogan, Mercedes-Benz Limerick. Serving Clare and the Midwest. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit frankhogan.ie for exceptional offers.